I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Thursday on the Brett Mega Show. I feel like I have to keep reminding myself what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
Do you think that's where Alex is? Alex is supposed to come in on Thursdays and he's not here. Do you think he just like thought it was Wednesday or something?
I think so.
Maybe he did get the days of the week confused. No. To me, it feels like Friday today.
Do you?
Really?
So on Fridays, I like to give myself a Starbucks because it's been a week. Mm-hmm. And I almost went today because today is like the Red Cup Day, where if you go to Starbucks and order one of their holiday drinks, they give you like a reusable cup that you can come back and fill up for like a percentage off or whatever.
And that's free, right? That's part of your order.
It is free.
I mean, yeah, Kevin, it is free, I guess. When you pay for a $12 coffee, right. It is technically free. Hannah, you went to Starbucks. You're usually a Dunkin' girl. You got in on it, huh?
Yeah, I did get on it this year. And it's funny because I knew from online, you know what? Alex is coming in. I guarantee you he's late because he was in the Starbucks Red Cup line.
Oh my gosh. No, he's carrying Starbucks.
I'm here.
He is that
guy. They dropped the ball this morning. Starbucks really dropped the ball.
Are you late time. Because you were waiting for a Red Cup?
I was.
I knew it.
We had a conversation about the guy who's late and then shows up at Starbucks just last week. I think
we did.
You were on the show that day.
Yep.
And secondly, I saw that line because you go to the same Starbucks. I told Hannah across the gym I could see the line. So you went for it.
I went for it. It was obviously a huge mistake. Or it was timed perfectly because here I am.
You made it.
Just to dig the knife in, I didn't have anybody in line before me to get a Red Cup. No line over in South County. But I did have to ask the girl. I was like, aren't I supposed to get a free Red Cup? And she's like, oh yeah. And then
did you order a holiday drink?
I did.
I was, if I got a coffee today, I was gonna be trying to like what you would call very pick me. I was gonna order a regular coffee and be like, can I just get one of those cups because like I got in line early and stuff. I was gonna ask that, but then I saw the line because I work out at the Lyft right across the street, and I could see people already getting in line. I was like, well, that's ridiculous.
Honestly, that Richmond Heights Starbucks, somebody needs to evaluate it. put a new drive-through line in there.
There's a guy there that's like awesome. That is like so efficient. And then there's a couple of other people like, man, you just like, I don't know if they think they're brewing the coffee straight up or what. It was a crazy experience. Well, happy Red Cup Day.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, you guys have heard me talk about the Musial Awards before, and the Musial Awards are coming up next weekend.
That's crazy.
And recently was just announced this week that Billy Crystal's going to be in attendance.
Yeah, I saw that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's going to bring a lot to what's already going on there, because every year it gets better. If you hadn't heard already, Bob Costas is the Lifetime Achievement Award winner this year for the Musial Awards, and it's great, yes, because he has those St. Louis roots here, so it's nice that it's going to come full circle. But the Musial Awards, it is something that, like, literally if you have kids, that just the idea of teaching them sportsmanship, the idea of teaching them.
Because that's what it is. It's a sportsmanship award show. Right. So you get honored for showcasing sportsmanship. That's what it's for. It's not on the field.
Right.
It's about what you're doing to showcasing the power of sports.
Yeah, look, and they recognize more than just the athletes, right? They recognize the referees that make a difference. Yeah. They recognize the parents that step in when there's a situation that make a difference. And these are people that come from all over the country. Sometimes all over the world, and it really is one of the most inspiring things that you will go see. It's at the Stiefel. Tickets are available at musealawards.com. But again, you know, I have several people that reach out to me and they're like, hey, is this something that I can bring my little league team out to? Definitely do that. Like if your son's a part of a little league baseball team and you just want them to be a part of something that really just changes your perspective on everything, there's not a dry eye in the audience. They literally pass out tissues when you walk in because that really is how inspiring it is. And you know, it's an unbelievable event, and I think everybody should be in attendance.
It keeps growing too. It started local, then it went national, and now it's like global. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
And it is nationally broadcast on CBS. Al Roker Productions, he's a big part of this. So I believe it's rebroadcast right around Christmas or Christmas Eve, but it's an incredible event every year.
It highlights the power of sports and shows you that it's just more than just like, you know, a bat and a ball out there.
Totally.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
You got to choose one of these. Which would you choose, a spider to crawl all over your body or a snake to slither all over your body? Gotta choose one.
Both make me sick, but definitely choosing the spider.
Spider?
A snake can be like low-key heavy.
I don't like the weight.
I'm already disgusted. I don't need you to be weighing down on me.
All right.
Yeah, spiders are smaller than snakes. I'm going to go with a spider.
It might feel good to have a spider kind of take its legs.
Oh. That it's radioactive.
Oh, there you go. You become Spider-Man.
That's right.
Yeah, no, snake's my biggest fear. Spider all the way.
No, really?
I didn't know you were a big snake guy.
No, yeah, terrified.
Terrified.
Yeah, would rather do like anything in the world.
There's like a bigger chance of you dying if it was a snake. I would definitely rather have it be a spider.
It could choke you.
What do you think so? Why do you
choke you? It could bite you. Those things are just really scary.
I mean, a spider could bite you too. They're pretty dangerous.
Yeah. I feel like there could be like there's like a high chance of venomous.
I'd rather have a spider bite than a snake bite.
Really? I don't know. Like I don't know.
Think of the fangs on snakes.
It is.
That's crazy.
It is way more surprising if somebody's like, "Yeah, I got bit by a snake." Like. Somebody says they got bit by a spider. I feel like that happens quite often.
That's true, yeah. I feel like, you know, like tarantulas, I've heard like they look scary, but I heard they're kind of weak. I heard like you could like crush them really.
If you flip them, they
could die. Yeah, I think I could take a spider. I don't know if I could take a snake, but man, me versus a tarantula, I think I could take that thing.
I hope so.
Yeah. So you're going spider.
Yeah, I'm going spider. Yeah. I think I got
everybody went spider.
I think we're all spider.
It's like the first thing we've ever all agreed on.
Except for you wanted. Oh yeah, you said snake was heavy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, well.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Rachel.
Hey.
Hannah's going to leave the room. I'm going to ask Rachel 5 pop culture questions. I'll ask each of you the same question. So Hannah needs to leave. She can't hear. We get to hang out with Rachel, which is really nice without Hannah. All right, Rachel, here we go. Grammy nominations were announced the other day. Name just one artist for Best New Artist that is nominated.
Oh, God.
A lot of artists we play here.
Sabrina Carpenter.
All right, yes. I feel like we play a lot of Sabrina Carpenter, so you're like, okay, good, safe choice.
Yes.
I just didn't know if she was new.
I know. It's been a minute, man. But yeah, it's like that's how hard it is to make it in the industry. Yeah, she's still considered new. What famous boxer will Jake Paul fight this weekend?
Oh, my God. What's his name? George Foreman.
Close.
Oh, close.
He was on Hangover. It was Mike Tyson. It's okay.
Yeah.
This Gladiator 2 actor announced his retirement after he finishes his last movies, which will include Black Panther 3. One of the biggest actors of all time announced he's going to retire. Also famous for Training Day, since we like you, Rachel.
Why am I so horrible at this game today?
Do you want to phone a friend?
Sure, phone a friend.
Who do you want to pick? Pick someone in the room to answer. I think only Kevin probably knows, right?
Yeah, because I watched this guy from his St. Elsewhere days, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington announced his retirement.
Mm.
Yep. All right, People Magazine just named their sexiest man alive. Who is it?
He's in the office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
John Krasinski?
Yeah.
All right. Nice job.
And then who is the mascot for Fruit Loops?
Isn't he a toucan?
Yeah, he is a toucan, but he has a name.
I'll go to AB. Will we count it as just the toucan?
I say count it because I don't even know the answer.
Toucan Sam.
Yeah, come on.
I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, so it's Toucan Sam. Yeah, all right. AB is going to count it. 4 out of 5. That's love right there. Let's give it up. All right, let's see how Hannah does.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Rachel just got done answering 5 pop culture questions for Hannah's homeschool. She got 4 out of 5 correct. I just want you to know, the only one person did not help Rachel in the room, and that person was me.
Everybody else helped her?
Yes.
It was rough.
Kevin was a phone a friend answer. Gave an assist.
Rude.
And she had a half of answer, which I was not going to give her the point to. And your girl AB said, count it.
It's hard. That was a hard question.
It was a hard question.
Are you kidding?
Honestly, all of these were pretty hard.
So it's a 4 out of 5, and they're very hard. Level of difficulty when you're not playing with a team was probably extremely high.
Yeah, that's not even fair. This is rigged.
Yeah, good luck to you.
I'm saying that before I even win. I'm saying this is rigged.
All right, let's see how you do here. No helping Hannah, guys. All right, name one of the artists that was nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys.
Sabrina Carpenter.
All right, both of you guys went with Sabrina Carpenter. We play a lot of people. Teddy Swim, Shaboozy, Chaperone, Benson Boone, all artists that we play. What famous boxer is Jake Paul supposed to
fight? Mike Tyson.
To fight this weekend on Netflix.
Nice job, man.
I'm locked in.
Yeah, Rachel, Hannah's locked in on the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight. All right, here we go. This Gladiator 2 actor announced his retirement after he finishes his last movies, which will include Black Panther 3. People got excited. Sounded like he had hinted he's going to be in Black Panther 3.
Oh.
Big time actor. I'll give you one more hint. It's probably not going to help you, but his most famous role, first time he ever won an Oscar, was for Training Day. Iconic movie.
His best actor Oscar.
Yeah, first time he won the best actor actor.
Liam Neeson?
Denzel Washington.
Ow!
Can't miss from here on out. People magazine named their sexiest man alive.
John Krasinski.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 3 out of 4. Need this one, Hannah, for the win. Who is the mascot for Fruit Loops?
The toucan bird.
Oh. Hey, if that was AB, she would give it to you.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, I'm right. I don't know his name. Toucan Sam?
Toucan Sam!
Okay, I know it! I know it!
Toucan Sam! Everybody knows Toucan Sam.
Nobody knows Sam.
Man, I just had to dig him out from the archives of my brain.
Just follow your nose.
Respect the game, Toucan Sam. 4 out of 5. Tie goes to Hannah with the Toucan Sam at the buzzer.
My heart is racing.
Rachel, Hannah gets this win.
All right. It was tough.
All right. You know what to do, though, Rachel. You got to say, this is Rachel and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Rachel and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right. Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We look at the headlines. We read them off to you. And then Hannah tells me which ones you need details on and which ones I can just scroll on by. We'll cover it all in 2 minutes because we know life is busy. I got the world's worst password.
What is it?
So every year they have a list of annual worst passwords that people actually use, and tons of people use these passwords.
That's like a hacker's treasure chest to find that.
This password, people can hack in less than a second, and the number one password that they can hack in less than a second is secret.
Really?
That was the worst password used.
Okay.
The second place was 123456, and third place was password. And if you're thinking nobody uses it, it was like millions of people use these passwords and get hacked
every year with it. Guys, get a little more creative.
Hot cocoa rolls are back.
Where?
Okay, so Pillsbury did this, I guess, in 2020, which I didn't know about. And they're bringing it back because people have said they loved it. It's layers of dough with cinnamon and sugar and hot cocoa rolls with like hot cocoa spices inside of it.
You know, I'm kind of...
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Strain away from hot cocoa flavored anything. The other day I was at Bath and Body Works and smelt a hot cocoa candle and about threw up. Like, hot cocoa just needs to be hot cocoa, nothing else.
I mean, it comes with marshmallow icing too.
Now that I could get down
with. A YouTube idiot is spending a full month locked in a dark room. That's the headline.
You know, keep it moving. I don't want to have brain rot from reading more about that.
You could tell a lot about a guy by the brands he buys.
Ooh, I bet you can.
So they said, for instance, if he's a Budweiser guy, his favorite beer is Budweiser, that means he doesn't like to play games. He is genuine, loyal, and not afraid of commitment.
Right.
If he's a BMW owner, which is what Alex is, he does not shy away from working hard, but is also materialistic.
Sure.
That sounds about right.
And if he's a Red Bull drinker, he like embraces life to the fullest and is a thrill seeker.
Wow. And he has wings.
Happy marriage secret.
I bet a lot of people out there would like that right now.
If you're, they said this is a secret they have. Your man is like a house. Accept your husband for who he is. Think your husband is a house. You're allowed to give him a fresh coat of paint. You could change the furniture. But if you are constantly having to build new foundation or replace a roof, you're in serious trouble.
Facts.
Facts.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, Megamind question of the day. Survey says this is the most annoying phrase used at work meetings. What phrase just bugs you, Hannah?
Man, there's lots to choose from here, but I'm going to go with before we wrap up. Because that just elongates the meeting.
Good answer.
Everybody thinks it's over, and then they have one more thing to say that nobody's listening to.
It's like the like Mad TV, like, and then person. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
I think it's, let's have a meeting on that.
Oh, like they set up the next meeting?
Right.
Oh, man.
Kevin's worst nightmare.
Yeah, yes. Kevin is not a meeting guy.
No,
if
I'm
you
not.
Didn't know.
I think it's something like, here's the state of the state.
Here's the state
of
the state.
We get that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, let's piggyback off that.
Oh.
Just like say what you're going to say. Why do you have to like add more words?
Just to, you know, just to add on to your thing. Let me piggyback off that idea.
Yeah. I think that one's funny. Like cutesy.
Nobody got it correct. All very annoying statements that are made in meetings, though. I'm glad we covered that. What saying drives you the most crazy? This is the most annoying phrase used at a meeting, according to a recent survey. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Mind.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. Survey says this is the most annoying phrase used at meetings.
Teacher Suzanne says, oh, we'll make this quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a lie.
Never quick.
Yeah. Teacher Ashley said, just to play devil's advocate.
Oh, yeah, that's another annoying one.
Definitely don't like that one. Victoria says her least favorite phrase in a meeting is, I have a question.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Any questions? And somebody has a question. It's like, hey, guys, we could have been out of here 15 minutes ago.
Oh, and then they just keep coming on and on. Yeah.
Ian and Reggie said, let's circle back to that.
Boom.
That's it.
That's
it. Let's circle back.
Let's circle back to that when you extend the conversation and you circle back to it. Yeah.
Mega Minds.
We got a Karen on the show.
Yep.
We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. If you remember, it was only like 2 weeks ago, AB had come into the show and said.
Not even. I think it was like maybe this week, last week.
I know.
I
feel like it wasn't that long ago that AB had said, hey, something's happening to my city. And it was pissing me off so much that I wrote a letter to the city.
Yes.
What was pissing you off? Remind everyone.
So they put these concrete islands on the sides of the road and in the turning lane in the middle of the road. So it makes it harder. Like you can't drive on the shoulder of the road to like, oh, I'm going to turn. Let me just go into the shoulder of the road so everybody behind me doesn't have to stop.
What were the streets and where is the area?
Clarkson Road, which is already congested all the time.
When
so
we
traffic-y.
Talked about it, so many text messages came in actually like, I know exactly what AB's talking about. That road sucks.
Yes.
I hate it. There's always traffic.
The rage is real about Clarkson.
Yeah, people were really upset about it. But so AB was a spokesperson for the people, and she actually wrote and submitted a letter to the city, which I thought just goes into the, you know, the file, whatever that is.
The file.
Yeah, and you never hear about it again. What happened?
I think what happened is genuinely so many people wrote in and complained, which thank you. If you heard me and then you complained, thank you, it worked. My dad went to like a neighborhood, you know, meeting, whatever those things are, and the
was he like, going to complain, like speak up?
I don't know why he went.
Maybe he was going to rally the troops. Right. Like, I've always wanted to be one of those people that like show up at a meeting and and everyone stands up and gives like an epic speech.
He was
that's
like
what your
updating,
dad was going to do.
He was like updating my entire family the whole time. He was like, oh, it's happening. They're bringing it up. They're bringing up the concrete islands. So they put a pause on the whole thing. And Clarkson Road is not the only road. There's Long Road, apparently. I don't drive over there, but they got all of these concrete islands put in, too.
That's in the valley.
They just started removing all of them.
Wow.
Yes.
So the people have spoken. Your dad didn't need to rile up the troops.
Apparently.
They're already going to remove them. The letters were enough. I thought that we needed a movement. But
so
it, or MoDOT listens to Y98.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
that's definitely what it is. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if the ones on Clarkson are getting removed, but right now it's paused and they're trying to figure it out. But they spent millions of dollars putting these things in, and I'm sure it's going to cost so much money to take them out.
Well, if MoDOT is listening, which we're sure you are, can you just remove them so our girl could stop complaining?
Yeah.
She comes into work every single
day. If I'm ever late, I'm like, guys, it's those concrete islands.
She, she brings it up. Yeah, she does. Actually, she did it. It made her so mad that I don't know if you recently saw on her Instagram, she announced she's moving.
Yeah, true.
She got a new place in Brentwood.
She had to get out of there.
She had to move. So because of this concrete island, AB is now forced to move.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
You're going to need to get these things the hell out of there. congratulations on your
Thank
first
you.
City
yeah.
complaint
so
win.
Excited.
Karens unite.
Yeah, this goes to show you, write a letter to the people, they will hear you. So if you there's a list of things that people might send to AB now, like, can you write a letter to the city about this?
Yeah.
This? Exactly. Pet parents out there, can you tell if your dog is mad at you? Like, how do you have that conversation? Not like the dog could speak. 314-531-9898. I'm not a pet parent, so I have no idea. But I saw the statistic and I was pretty surprised. It was almost 50-50 that they could tell if the dog is mad at them or not. If you are a pet parent, can you tell if the dog is annoyed, like, oh, my human's acting up again? AB.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen is always giving you dirty looks. Uh-huh. But then we had a dog psychic come in and it turns out that Carly Rae Jepsen loves you. So you obviously can't tell.
You can totally tell.
No way!
When she's, like, annoyed and mad at you.
How?
I didn't even think this was a question.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt. Like, I feel like Bear gives human emotions. Like, if he's annoyed, he'll be like...
Really? He's going to get a sigh?
Oh, sigh. Carly side sighs. Eye. Carly for sure does big side eyes. They just will ignore you.
There's zero chance that you guys are misinterpreting this.
No.
As a dog parent, you just know.
They give you that look like, no, I'm not going to eat this slop. What are you thinking?
So
I'm not doing this.
Okay. Actually, Ralph has been on a little bit of a food strike when he doesn't like enjoy the food that I've been giving him. He like gives me a look.
First question to all the dog parents. Let me go around here. What is the thing most recently that you guys can think of on the top of your head that annoyed your dog recently? What did you do? Can you guys think of anything?
Yeah, I tell you right now. Yesterday, I'm trying to walk with Lily. And, you know, it's like, hey, it's time to go out. And she looked at me like, nope, no, it's not. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And she kind of stopped and she's like, you going to make me?
Really?
And I'm like, I'm going to make you. Let's go.
She was annoyed with you most recently because of you guys didn't have walking timing straightened out.
I had to wake her up, and I think that's what really upset her.
You got to give a woman some time when you actually wake her up.
I would say dog, Carly Rae Jepsen, got really annoyed when I keep making her film things for the show, and she does not enjoy it.
She wants a fee. She wants money.
Like, we filmed after she came in for the dog sidekick stuff, and we had all these phones and cameras in her face and stuff. I had to go home and film more stuff for her and for like our political ads.
Yep.
I'm like whipping out the camera, and she runs away. She's like, not this
she's
again.
She's tired of it.
She's so sick of it.
No more paparazzi. Bear is a beggar. He begs with his eyes. He'll look at you or he'll put his head on your lap, and so that's not okay. So when I yell at him, he'll go and lay in his bed and then turn away from me. Or just like look out the window. And Bear I'll be like,
should
Bear.
Be annoyed with you about that. He can't talk. He's got to communicate. Hey, this is something I'm looking for. You know, like throw me like a dog bone.
Throw me a bone over here.
He gives me a little bit of a RBF. He kind of takes after his mother.
What about Ralphie?
Oh, man. So for Ralphie, he's
high maintenance, isn't he?
He's a Frenchie, so he's high maintenance automatically. His thing is he stands by the front door and looks up and stares at the leash because he wants to go for a walk. And then he looks at me, and I'm like, it's not time. And then he, like, gets real pissed off, and then...
These dogs have a lot of opinions.
People think he's growling anyway, but he's just breathing. He's trying to breathe.
He's so snarling.
And then Miko, Miko's thing. He's a Bernese Mountain Dog. When I tell him to go in the kitchen, it's like the loudest like plop down onto the ground ever. Where it's like, screw you, dude. You're putting me in the kitchen again. Like, you stay in here for a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what can you really actually tell if your dog is annoyed with you? And what happened recently that annoyed your dog? 314-531-9898. I really just don't, dogs look the same every time, right? We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show talking about how your dog gets annoyed with you. I couldn't believe I read this. It's almost like split 50-50 if dog parents could tell if their dog is annoyed with them. And all the dog parents in the room, because I'm the only one who doesn't have a dog, were like, oh no, I could totally tell when my dog's annoyed with me. 314-531-9898. Teacher Jen, you can tell when your dog's annoyed with you?
100%.
Okay.
When I'm going to leave for the day or an extended period of time, he walks as far out of the room as he can without leaving the room and sits at the edge with his back to me.
Stop
and then he
it.
Looks over his eye like, are you watching me? Are you watching
me? Whoa! Damn, that's a statement. He walks across the room, making sure you understand there is distance between you, and then looks over his shoulder back to you, huh?
Mic drop.
Total side eye. Yep. And he's just like, I'm going to leave.
He's like,
that's it.
I'll leave too. If you're going to leave for the day, I'm going to leave. Respect. Thank you so much for the call. Kelly, when you go out of town for a long period of time, you could tell when your dog's annoyed with you too, huh?
Yes. He doesn't even give us that time of day, that side eye. He just runs and he'll hide under my parents' bed until we have to bribe him out with treats.
Oh, so he like literally then like...
He's like Grandma and Grandpa kept me. You didn't.
Yeah, he like protests.
Yep, he'll come out. He'll greet us. He'll say hi. But then once he's over that, he's like, all right. Now I'm showing you a piece of your own medicine. And he just hides under my parents' bed.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for the call. Scott, your dog gets annoyed with you?
Yeah, he actually, there's two of them. But the one's an alpha male. They're both collies. They're brothers. And when the alpha male goes to eat his food, if he doesn't like it, he sniffs around, he flips the bowl over. The other one watches him, and when he sees him do it, he flips his over. He won't do it unless the other one does it.
Oh, wow.
They're really bonded. Yep. If one of them's bad, the other one's
bad. He's like, this isn't steak. This isn't a filet. Flip the bowl.
Oh, yeah. And you can't fool them. Sometimes you'll let it sit there, and then you'll take a spoon and stir it up. See, if they take it, goes there and sniffs, is like, nope.
Yeah.
Wow, high maintenance. I love
that. I'm not eating it, and the other one won't eat it either.
That's hilarious.
I love how they're bonded together. So many amazing texts coming in. Nicole just said, I have a pit bull, so he always has that huge smile. Until I make him wear his birthday hat or something, like a holiday headband, he will look at me and be like, really, Mom?
Really?
Yeah, that is definitely Bear. I want him to wear a bandana every day.
He does not like it?
Yeah, that's my dog when we put her in a wig.
Why do you put your dog in a wig?
It's all the filming you got to do.
We had a wig lying around, and it happened.
I literally casually, like, oh, when I put the dog in a wig.
It had bangs, like, too. I've seen the picture of this.
It's a dog. It has fur. You had to put the dog with a wig?
It doesn't get better.
Carly Rae's not the only one. I'm sorry. AB's not the only one that household is looking for a date. So they're trying to make Carly Rae up.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
They thought Carly Rae wasn't looking good enough. They had to put a wig on her.
Right.
Connie, your dog gets annoyed with you too?
Every day. Every morning, every night. Breakfast time, she has to eat her breakfast before she gets her dental stick. But she wants her dental stick before breakfast.
Oh, so she has
a routine.
She'll come in to get you like, yeah, it's done. And then you look in her bowl, like, it's not done. You haven't even touched
it. She's just lying. That's awesome.
Same thing with bedtime.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, She knows.
She's like a teenager.
Oh my gosh, she gets a treat at bedtime. So it's like, but she's ready for bed before we are. So like, okay, it's 8 o'clock. I went outside. I get a treat. No, you don't.
She's like, we got to move up bedtime. I'm getting older, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much for the call, Connie. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I've always had a soft spot for Sydney Sweeney, and now it's definitely confirmed that she is a girl's girl, so I like her even more. I'll share how we know this in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Sydney Sweeney has been in the headlines a lot recently. For one, all the drama about if Euphoria will be returning or not. Spoiler alert. It is. Filming is supposed to begin in January, so huge sigh of relief on that for me. But another big reason Sydney Sweeney has been in the headlines a lot is because she recently did an interview with Vanity Fair where she shared the harsh reality of being a woman in Hollywood and how there's a major lack of, like, girls. She said, it's very disheartening to see women tear other women down, especially when women who are successful in other avenues of their industry see younger talent working really hard, hoping to achieve whatever dreams they may have. This entire industry, all the people say, women empowering other women, none of it is actually happening. All of it is fake, and in front of other people, they just say everything behind each other's back. Let's all try to lift each other up. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm just trying my best over here.
A couple of things. One, Zendaya was actually, shots were taken at her by the owner or creator of Euphoria.
It was one of the directors.
Yeah, the creator of it said, like, oh, it's her schedule. And I feel like this is kind of weird that, like, it makes me feel like, is there weird drama between Sydney Sweeney and, like, Zendaya, like, not having each other's back with scheduling and things like that? Because I did think to myself, it's interesting that this is being brought up about girls when there's a girl conflict on the show that they're having.
That is interesting.
I thought that was an interesting correlation. The second thing is, it doesn't surprise me at all. I will say this, we work in a smaller version of what they do in Hollywood in the radio entertainment industry. It is an entertainment industry, right? Like, people listen to it for enjoyment. I cannot tell you how many comments we get, and it happens all the time. It happened from, like, another radio personality in St. Louis. I cannot believe you have two women on the show. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe Hannah and AB are on the show together because women don't get along with each other on shows. And I'll be honest, they don't. They normally do not. Usually women do not have each other's back, and it's so supposed to be like women empower women, but it doesn't. Hannah and AB are like really do have each other's back, support each other. And it's such a rarity, and people always are shocked that you two can actually have each other's back.
You guys spell your name with the same letters.
So, yeah, I mean, it is pretty close. So I'm kind of in the same camp as Sydney Sweeney. It's really sad that lots of women aren't supporting each other. And I do think that the age thing is real. AB and I are both in our 20s.
Yes.
And I feel that from older women that some of them don't really want to support us as much in our young careers. They'll refer to us as like interns or something. So I definitely understand truly what Sydney Sweeney is saying.
I think when things are hard, some people want to make it hard for other people. Like, you had to pay your dues. It was hard for me. And the truth is, that does suck that it was hard for you, and you do kind of like go to yourself, yeah, I wish you knew how hard it was. But why would you want anything to be hard? Like, you want to make life easier for the people that the world you're leaving behind. And so, yes, I do think that other people hold people down, and it seems like it's really common for women. There's a lot of women on women hate.
Well, in the words of Sydney Sweeney, let's all lift each other up. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. I'll open up the internet. I'll look at trending stories and headlines, and then I'll just kind of look at the internet the way we all do. Read a headline, keep scrolling. Or if Hannah says click on a link, I want more details. I'll give you all the details about that story. We'll cover as many stories as I can get through in 2 minutes. Like why today is one of the busiest days of the year at Starbucks.
Yes, let's talk about that and why Alex was late for work today.
It's Red Cup Day at Starbucks. This is where you get a free reusable holiday cup when you buy a holiday beverage. You got to buy one of the holiday beverages, but once you get that red reusable cup, you get 10 cents off their order every single time you go and fill it up, and you get 25 bonus stars.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know all that.
Well, now this is why I give you the details.
I'm going back.
Welcome to the radio
show. I'm going back for a second.
The line was worth it.
So, yeah, Alex was late to the show because he was trying to get his red cup.
I was.
Yeah. But you got yourself a free cup. Hannah got herself a free cup.
I did.
Amazon Haul wants to compete with Shein.
What?
Amazon's coming for Shein. Okay, and what is the other one? Temu?
Temu.
Yeah, I don't ever use it. So I guess, like, they've been kind of, like, cracking into Amazon and getting, like, goods really cheap. And what they call is, like, the Chinese marketplaces, because that's where they get these clothes. Well, these are, you go to Amazon Haul, you can only access it by the mobile app. I went to it this morning, and they have a ton of stuff. All the items are $20 or less.
Oh,
I'm talking clothes, t-shirts.
So you Google Amazon, or you go in the Amazon app and look up
You
Amazon
go to Amazon
Haul?
Haul, and you can access it through only the mobile app, and it looks just like Shein. And everything is $20 or less.
Okay.
Yep, and you can get it through Amazon purchasing, so because doesn't Shein take forever?
Sometimes. I usually order so much from there that it comes faster.
Okay. And so they call it, because a lot of people do the videos, hauls, you know? Well, that's what they're calling it, Amazon hauls. They're coming for it and they compete. New York City might ruin their skyline, people are saying, because a new skyscraper that they're pitching looks exactly like a paperclip.
Keep it moving.
That's, why would that ruin it? I think that's kind of a cool idea.
I think it gives it some character.
It really is one of the weirdest buildings I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
It literally looks exactly like a paperclip. It's like a thin arch that comes around and looks exactly like a paperclip.
I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah. Hannah's literally like on Amazon Haul right now.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right. Who is your favorite TV couple? 314-531-9898. Love for you to jump in this conversation. I was actually surprised with this. So they're like a new like list from like TV Guide and this like company that like did a whole Google search data about who is the most searched TV couple of all time in the last year, in 2024, like, of all time. Who are people looking up? Who are people comparing to? Who do people love? And I was surprised what finished number one.
Ooh.
On the list, some of the people that are on the list, and we'll give ours. Hannah, are you going to choose? Who are you going to choose? I'm going to go to you first.
So I'm going with Jack and Rebecca Pearson.
Okay, I didn't think you would go with them. So let's circle back to them.
Okay.
The person I thought you might go with was Derek and Meredith.
See, ooh, I didn't pick them because...
He dies.
Why did you bring that up? First of all, but I don't love the start of them. Like, he was married to Addison Still and Meredith didn't even know.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't pick them.
They were number 7 on this list. They didn't finish in the top 5, which surprised me. For Grey's Anatomy,
right.
Nick and Jess from New Girl.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Was number 9. Luke and Lorelai from Gilmore Girls, 8. I'll give you the top 4 because I don't think anyone in the room is going to choose them as their favorite TV couple. Jim and Pam from The Office, number 4.
I thought that would be on there, but it wasn't my favorite couple. Yeah. Mine, though, is an NBC show.
Okay. I wonder if it's... I don't think it'll probably be these, because there's no way. Martin and Gina from Martin.
Oh.
What?
Number 3.
Damn, Gina!
Yeah, I respect that Martin got on there.
I think that's awesome.
Lucy and Ricky from I Love
that's
Lucy.
A good one, yeah.
Number 1, though, guys. And it makes sense, but it's still an interesting show. From Smallville, Lewis... And Clark.
Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark.
What?
Yeah, from Smallville.
Yes. I mean,
the
Superman
weird number
and Lois obviously makes sense, but from a Smallville?
That's the best couple?
That was the most Googled, most talked about, most... Yes. And it's not even close. They actually almost doubled, like I Love Lucy.
Okay, so my couple is a couple that's been on and off, and they've never really been an official couple. And I'm talking about...
Oh, that sounds good.
I'm talking about Detective Stabler and Detective Benson.
I was going to... Yes! Kev, you're kidding me.
Oh, my God, they're the greatest.
I couldn't decide if it was wrong to also throw Ice-T in there.
Yeah, I know, exactly, because he's been there
but
a long
time. I'm going back to... I'm on the old episodes.
Yes.
And Stabler and Benson, my goodness.
They have chemistry. You work together.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's great.
CSI,
they're
right?
Partners.
No.
Or NBC or whatever.
Law and Order.
Law and Order. I'm like, what is it?
Law and Order. I love you, dude. I love you for this.
Hey, Alex and I, we're partners.
I just texted Annie. I said, does Benson and Stabler count? They're not really a couple, but they're great
you
together.
You so want them to get together, and you know they eventually will when it's all
totally.
Over.
Totally, totally.
Man, they really? Break up. Yes. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Wow.
About it.
We had some passion behind that one.
I did have it. I was going to.
Who is
I was also going to go with Corey and Topanga.
That's mine. Wow. Yes, I don't know how Corey and Topanga don't win this thing. They are the staple of any TV
and
company.
And I feel like it was like we grew up with that, and it's like, it's just, I don't know, it's just so nostalgic.
Boy Meets World, it could be my all-time favorite TV show of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, just number one, Boy Meets World is what I think about when I think about TV growing up as a kid, like after school TV. Best couple of all time is Corey and Topanga. I mean,
we're all on the same. Maybe we're all the best.
Yeah, that's right.
Radio
honestly, though, shout out to Hannah, though. Honorable mention in modern TV, Jack and Rebecca.
We kind of skimmed over them, and they didn't deserve to be skimmed over.
They did not. I do want to bring them up. The only thing I will say about them is that, like, she moves on and finds love. Like, I honestly don't know if they're the best couple in their own show. Like, you know, Randall deserves some love. And who's he married to?
Oh.
Why am I drawing a rebate?
I'm literally rewatching the show right now.
Yeah, I thought you would know. Who's Randall married to? I cannot think of it. It's drawing me a blank, too.
This is going to really bother me.
But, yes, they are probably...
Randall's married to somebody.
Yeah, but they're probably the better couple. AB, no one's going to know yours.
I mean, well, I...
Beth.
I could pick...
Beth. Randall and Beth.
I could pick a million of them, but I think there's something about characters that are dating on TV and in real life, so I chose Finn and Rachel from Glee. They're, like, you can just tell they are in love in real life, and... The way, like, obviously Finn passes away in real life and on the show, and the way they honor his death is, like, so cool. Like, it's just amazing.
I mean, it's hard to, like, knock that. You know, it's a great couple, obviously. Mm-hmm. Although, I'm actually the opposite. It freaks me out when they start dating off camera.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Because, yes, it always ends bad, and I always think about Jennifer Aniston getting her heart broken by Angelina Jolie, and it just ruins me. So, I always think to myself, mind your business and just keep it on camera. What's your favorite TV couple of all time? We're still commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.
It's going down, down, baby. Snow rays out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Yesterday, we learned the devastating news that Dave Coulier from Full House, a.k.a. Uncle Joey, is battling some very, very intense cancer. He told People magazine that he was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma just 4 weeks ago, and it's very aggressive. This part gave me chills. So keep in mind, he got diagnosed just 4 weeks ago. He's already had 3 surgeries within the span of 4 weeks, and he's undergoing chemo as well. He hopes to be in full remission by the time he's done in February. Also reporting that he has good days and bad days, and he's just trying to stay focused on all the great stuff that he has in his life. He's also really encouraging people to get tested early for various cancers, saying take care of yourself because there's a lot to live for.
He made this an announcement on like the Today Show or Good Morning America, one of those morning shows yesterday, and he just seems in such great spirits for a guy who was going through so much. I just felt like one of the things that we've all seen recently, some of like those TV shows, like we just lost Chandler like a year ago. It's like when you watch those TV shows, you feel like you grew up with. Right. We've seen like some of those lose some of those people, and like dang, and he just radiates positivity. And he was on stage announcing this, and I was like, you would think he was doing like a movie premiere or something. Like he seems so happy and so just full of life for a guy who was dealing with so much. And I think that's such a great strong message of who he is in terms of his character.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct. When asked where they would want to visit when they retire, this was the bucket list item. This was number one.
Duh, Florida, gateway to retirement.
Not like...
To visit?
Visit?
Just to visit.
Yeah.
Can I, do I, are we, we're going around, right?
Yeah.
You can go next, Alex.
I'd like to say, I think Australia.
Australia. Ooh,
really?
You just need a lot of time. You need a lot of time to go do that.
Okay.
Ride a giraffe and stuff.
I think that, or a kangaroo.
Kangaroo? Do they ride giraffes in Australia?
I don't think that. Do they have giraffes in Australia? I don't think they have
I'm thinking Africa. I'm thinking Africa. Oh my God.
I've got two places.
Oh my God, guys. Hannah just messed up Australia and Africa.
Right, yeah.
I'm just a girl. Yeah,
they both start with an A.
I'm going to say Rome. I think they want to go see ancient Rome in the Colosseum, and you can go to Vatican City there, and you can check out the Pope and everything.
I'll say Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
Which Someone is... got it right. It's either Africa.
that's actually my
Australia, Florida, Rome, or you're giving, like, I've realized that you guys both gave Italy.
Yeah, I kind of said Rome, and then you're also looking at Vatican City and all that stuff, so...
It's not either AB or Kevin.
Okay. Okay.
So it really comes down to Hannah or Alex.
Whoa! Wow.
Number one answer is either simple Africa/Florida or Australia.
That answer is coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
I know what you're thinking. Did Hannah get the Mega Mind question of the day correct? I just asked you, this is the Mega Mind question of the day. When they asked a bunch of people, where do you want to visit when you retire? This was the number one answer. Hannah had submitted Florida.
I did.
And Alex, you submitted?
I then submitted Australia.
Which I thought was Africa.
Hannah thought was Africa. It is not Africa.
Damn. Okay.
It is not Florida. It is Australia.
Oh, wow.
I got it.
Number one place people want to go when they retire, when they have a bunch of time on their hands, is to go to Australia. Bucket list item.
Love it.
I would also like throw in New Zealand up there. If you're going to go to Australia, you got to go to
New
Zealand.
Might as well.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
If you were curious, Hannah, New Zealand is not close to Africa either.
Okay. Thank you.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're going to play the agree or disagree game. We're going to see just how much we all agree on stuff, and usually this leads to a big fight, probably.
Yeah, great.
I'll read some commonly thought out statements by people, or people sometimes disagree, but these are common thoughts by people, and we'll say either hold up a sign that says agree or disagree, okay? We'll see how many we can get through in the next couple of minutes, like pineapple belongs on pizza. Agree or disagree?
Disagree. Strongly.
Strongly disagree.
I agree, but I think most people say disagree.
I agree. With
pineapple belongs on pizza.
It's the two picky eaters in the room that are like, no.
Yeah, pineapple does not belong on pizza.
That's fine.
Social media does more harm than good. Social media does more harm than good. What do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
I agree.
I disagree.
AB is the only one.
I think there's a lot of good that can come out of it. Obviously in moderation and blah, 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 but...
This is because, the reason AB says this is if you go to our Instagram, you see a video that has almost 400,000 views.
Yeah. No, it does. It's almost half a million.
Oh, almost half a million views, and it's because AB is going viral. The last, like, three videos AB has posted has gone viral, and so that's why. She's like,
she's basically here.
Yeah, she's mostly basically a social media influencer now.
I think it's impacted everybody and their insecurities and the way you think and the way you perceive yourself. Definitely negative.
Preach.
But follow the Brett Mega Show on all social platforms.
Right.
Morning people are more productive.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Well,
I'll disagree.
Really?
What?
I'll disagree because I think there are a lot of people that are very creative and
night owls that stay up late.
That's true.
Okay.
Summer is the best season.
Agree, just because of like the Ozarks.
I disagree.
I'm going back. I want to go disagree. I want to go fall. I officially think I'm a fall guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I used to be a summer guy, but I honestly think there's just so much more to do in the fall. It's fun.
I feel like you're getting old that you said that.
I know. I do feel like it's a turning point in me.
Hey, that's no problem. Come over to the old side.
All movies should have subtitles.
Ooh.
Disagree.
Oh, I agree.
I agree.
AV, really?
I watch everything with subtitles.
Yeah.
Three people said disagree on subtitles, though, but I do think subtitles are becoming more and more
common. It's very, very helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Let's see. High school is the best time of your life.
I disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Disagree.
I'm going to say agree.
I don't know what to say.
I know. I was torn.
I'll go agree, and I know I'm going to get judged for it, but you don't have any responsibility.
Yes, like, that's what I thought,
Tyson.
You're
free to just hang out with your friends, do what you want.
I think your early 20s...
But it gets so much better for me.
That does.
Yeah. Early 20s
suck.
See, I was gonna say like people don't have as much same they don't have the same responsibility, and they're like, you have this good friend group and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a better version of high school. But once you start your career, I feel like it's just different than high school. High school
punches
just,
you in the
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I do.
Student loans, all the
yeah,
stuff.
So I actually agree with Hannah over there. But no, we were the only two ones. Everyone right. felt like it gets better. Okay, let's do two more. Okay, movie theaters are better than streaming. Where would you rather watch something? At the movie theater or at the comfort of your own home?
I disagree.
Movie theaters are way better.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, streaming, man. You can pause it. I can go to the bathroom. I don't know.
You get the full effect in theaters,
That's
Kev.
True.
I'm surprised from you.
Three agrees.
No. You do get the full effect in the theater, but then I wouldn't see as many like movies as I do
I
now without
those
the
subtitles.
Streaming.
No, there's something special about the movie theater.
I feel like people actually focus when you're at the movie theater. As in, you're going to take in the movie more.
And you
more.
Get a blue icy.
You do get an icy. And it smells good.
You got to mix, actually. You got to do the mix icy. You got to do the cherry and the blue. Last one. It's a deeper one. True friends are hard to find. True friends. You think it's easy or hard to find true friends?
I would agree.
I would agree.
I would agree as well.
Hannah said disagree. Hannah found somebody who like at the same stoplight as her. Are we best friends?
Yeah, I disagree. I do think there are a lot of good people out there, and a lot of people like nobody's gonna ever turn down having another friend. So I feel like
I think true. My mom used to have the saying, you're lucky to have two true friends
exactly.
in life. My mom used to have the saying.
You said there's a lot of good people. Exactly. There's also an awfully lot of bad people.
Yeah, and if that third friend has a truck. Oh, man, you've hit the jackpot.
Oh, my God. Or a boat?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Or a boat.
Big
there
boat.
You go. Yeah. True friends are hard to find that have a boat.
Yeah.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.